You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hainat Baba. Cheer San Francisco got their start performing at LGBT events around the city. And last month, it became official. They are now San Francisco's official cheerleaders. KALW's Stephen Short bounced by one of their practices recently and has this report.
Stop by Head Over Heels Athletic Arts in Emeryville on most Tuesday evenings, and you'll hear sounds like these.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 1.
Tuesday is when members of Cheer San Francisco work on their routines.
You've got the technique down. Just like you feel it, you can do it.
This is a group of about 40 adults, the majority being well over the traditional limber age of most gymnasts. They're about equally divided between men and women. And while it started as an exclusively gay group, the number of straight participants has recently increased. They're all dressed in red T-shirts emblazoned with the group's name. They clap, twist, lift, laugh, and groan as they focus on instructions.
Also, for the people in the back that are doing this, make sure it's an O and not a straight arm, because that's noticeable too. Yeah? All right, again.
It's a good workout. But Win Pham, the group's communications director, says that's not the main reason these folks are here.
We are here to help people. We're here to entertain. We're here to inspire. We were founded in 1980, 35 years ago, as a performance team that basically donated free performances to LGBTQ sporting events around the Bay Area.
The group lays claim to being the first all-male gay-identified cheerleading team in history, starting out in Hayward as the Raw Raws. They were an instant hit at gay events, and their popularity soon led to the idea of using their talents to raise money for worthy groups.
We like to say we are philanthropists who choose to do so in the form of cheerleading.
Salvador Tovar of San Francisco is one of the long-haul performers. He's been with the group about 9 years.
And therefore, we go out there raising money for just different life-threatening challenges, such as HIV/AIDS, breast cancer, foster care.
Tovar didn't find his way into cheerleading until adulthood.
When I was in high school, I always had that passion, but during that time, it wasn't accepting to have men as cheerleaders.
But one day, at the Castro Street Fair, he unexpectedly encountered Cheer SF in action.
And I saw them, the whimsicalness of people going in the air and the cheerleading and the crowds watching them, that I said, maybe this is my call to action. This is where I can go ahead and try to join a community of cheerleaders.
And this looks great. A lot of people, when you're turning to do this move, you're staying here.
There are two main positions in this form of gymnastics: the base, sometimes called lifters, and flyers, those being lifted. The group is noted for routines where performers are tossed into the air, high into the air. I've seen this, and it can be frightening to watch. Belinda Lau is a lifter. She joined Cheer SF 2 years ago, but she's been a gymnast since she was a child. How hard is it to get people to trust you, to throw them up in the air and know that you will be there when they're done?
They're pretty trusting right away because they know the people who make it on this team. You know, we proved ourselves to protect and basically, to save them, essentially.
After the second basket, I want you to walk out just as far as you can go, but to where you'd be in the pyramid and practice getting there in time and seeing if it's even possible or not. Okay?
All the routines are practiced until they could probably be performed blindfolded. Not that anyone has tried that. So Cheer SF members are confident that they can count on each other. But practicing in a controlled environment is far different from performing in the real world, according to Win Pham.
We have to work with what we're given. It'll sometimes be a carpeted conference room or an auditorium or a ballroom, and it might oftentimes be the asphalt on Market Street.
But Pham says their main call to action is gay pride parades from San Jose to San Francisco. Belinda Lau says it's these outdoor events that can pose the most problems.
Yes, we are performing on cement most of the time, on pavement. So it's definitely not regulated. NCAA would definitely shun us, but that's what makes us extra careful.
Then there are the unknowables of outdoor performance, such as getting sun in your eyes or dealing with intoxicated spectators.
you have some people who are enjoying the festivals too much that kind of go into the wrong place at the wrong time. So you just have to be aware.
Randomly staggering into a performance that has been developed over months is highly discouraged. But Cheer SF is indeed open to anyone interested in trying out.
What we were hoping to see was this and some kind of, like, big finish.
And while everyone cheers the fact that they've raised more than $300,000 for nonprofits over the years, Salvador Tovar reminds potential recruits that there can be more to it than lifting, flying, and fundraising.
This group has, for me, has been an amazing family and an amazing way to give back to the community, and therefore I plan on being part of this team as long as I'm here.
In Emeryville, I'm Stephen Short.
Hi, Stephen! You're special!
For Cross Currents.
Cheer San Francisco performs on the main stage at San Francisco's Pride Celebration, both Saturday and Sunday at Civic Center. More information is at klw.org. Click on Cross Currents.